Hi there. The word for you today is you can carry God's presence with you. In Colossians 1 and verse 18, Paul writes, "So he, that is Christ, is first in everything." The Ark of the Covenant is mentioned in Scripture about 185 times. So, it must be important. Every bit of activity in the outer court and inner court of the tabernacle was for one purpose. What was that? To lead you into the holiest of holies, where God's presence was. Now, Old Testament symbols such as the Ark are just a picture of New Testament realities. In this regard, the Ark, which was the most important piece of furniture in the tabernacle, is actually a picture of the Christ we love and serve. He is Lord. He is supreme. There's no one like him, and he alone is worthy of all our praise. Paul writes, and I quote, "Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before everything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself." And that is Colossians 1:15 through 20, the New Living Translation. Bottom line here, if your faith is all me-centered, you'll get nowhere with God. But if your faith is Christ-centered, then everything that Christ has becomes available to you.